Paul in Pennsylvania. What's up, Paul?
Yeah, good morning, guys. How are you?
All right,
good,
Paul. Man. What's happening, brother?
Not too much. Beautiful day here in South Central Pennsylvania. I'm going to play some golf later today. And, you know, I was listening a couple of weeks ago. You guys were talking about the Masters, and Gio, you were talking about whether, you know, you love to watch it on TV as I do. I eat up the Masters on TV. I love it. And I wanted to, I don't know if another caller maybe mentioned this because I can't listen 4 hours every day, but I think you have to go to really appreciate watching it on TV. You have to go, even if you go down for a practice round, and you got to walk the course, and you got to see the elevation changes and the undulations and the slopes of these greens. Because on TV, you don't really get to appreciate that unless you're there and you walk the course and, you know, going from the ninth tee all the way down to the 12th green, have the elevation changes down and back up and some of the greens. And Boomer, I think you said you played it, so you would know too, right? I mean, you can't really appreciate it on TV unless you kind of know what you're looking at.
I agree with you 100%, Paul. I think Gio would enjoy it. I think you would have to go with somebody that, you know, that loves golf as much as you do. You know what I mean? Like, I love watching it on TV because I just think CBS does an unbelievable job with it.
Yeah, you've been down there though.
Yes,
so what
I have.
Paul is saying, and thanks for the call, Paul. What Paul is saying is like you can draw on that experience where you're watching it on TV. It makes it probably enhances it a little bit.
Yes, and you know when you think about Amen Corner, and you think about all the different holes that you see and you get to know over the years, and when you get to play it, it's really amazing. You just can't. I mean, the property is. I mean. A word that's used a lot when it comes to golf is spectacular.
Yeah.
It's a spectacular piece of property. Now, it doesn't have like views or anything like that, nothing like Cabot up in Nova Scotia.
Yeah.
But the golf course and the trees and the magnolias and all the flowers and everything, and it is springtime down there. I mean, it's everything that you see on TV and more when you see it in person.
Remember what Aaron Rodgers said at training camp, right? I asked him how Egypt was and did it live up to his expectations. And he said there's only two things that exceeded his expectations in his life of places that he visited. Egypt was one and Augusta was the other.
Yeah.
He said it actually exceeded his expectations.
Yeah, you know, the interesting thing is outside of Augusta, you know, like once you go through the gates, it's a completely different feel than from outside. Now, I haven't been there in about 10 years.
Yeah.
But I don't know, maybe some has changed. I know Augusta bought some more land around their club, but it is a spectacular piece of property when you go onto the property. And then if you're lucky enough and you stay in one of the cottages, like I was fortunate enough to do.
Yeah.
Because a friend of mine had, the ability to have me there as a guest. It just blew me away. I mean, it was perfect for somebody. If you like the true meaning of what golf is supposed to be and the traditions that are attached to it, it is really kind of a special place. And by the way, all the people that work there are taken care of very well. They get paid very well. They all have benefits and everything else. And like, it's a privilege to work there too, because of all the money that they spend on their staff.
All right, back on the bucket list then.
Yeah.
I had taken it off the sports bucket list. Now it's back on the sports bucket list. Kentucky Derby's another one. Those are two I haven't been to. Kentucky Derby and the Masters.
Well, I've been there.
I'm going to knock the...
That Kentucky Derby is... That's 100,000 people on top of you.
Yeah. You probably got to do it right and spend a lot of money
Right. You got to go with our buddy.
Oh, yeah.
You got to go with our buddy Lee. And if our buddy Lee offers you a trip to... the Kentucky Derby, then you go. Because then you're doing it the right way.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he'll know every in and out. I mean, yes. He speaks hoarsely. It's crazy. You can go and actually speak to a horse through Lee. Let's go to Anthony in Brooklyn. What's going on, Anthony?
What's going on, guys? Good morning.
Good morning, Anthony.
What's happening, brother?
Good morning. That's right. Not much. I'm calling. You guys were talking about Joey Coldcuts and Bob Does Sports. I'm brand new to golf. I'm golfing for maybe about a year. Right? The videos that they post on YouTube aren't your traditional golf videos. Yeah. So for the average person like myself, it drew me to the game because these are regular guys that are shooting, fairly high that give me the opportunity to say, I could do this. And they got me hooked. You watch Bryson drive the ball 400 yards and you watch, I watched his video with John Daly and all that stuff. It keeps you coming back, gets you excited.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's something that hopefully the PGA Tour continues to understand and leans into. There's another Creator Classic It's before, I'm not positive, but they're doing it like right before one of the tournaments. I'm not sure if it's the players or not, but they're having another Creator Classic. So at first the PGA Tour is like, no, we don't want any part of that whole thing. These people are clowns and blah, 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 blah.
Well, you remember what happened. They said, we didn't want any part of Liv either.
Right. But now they're understanding yes. how many people are being brought in. I mean, these videos, like immediately, they're up 2 days. They got 750,000 views.
Especially as the ratings are going down.
Exactly.
And so, it will not go down for, the Masters. The Masters will still hold because they'll have every player there and everybody loves Augusta.
Yeah. But there's definitely still a little bit of a divide between, you know, the YouTube golf world and like the real stuck up golf world, but they're leaning into it a little bit more.
I think the players are definitely leaning into it.
Yes, and I don't think it's the players that have the issues. I think it's, you know, like a Jay Monahan, you know, type of thing.
Well, the point being is they want to protect their own property and they don't want to allow people to use their property to get their point of, you know what I'm saying? Like they're trying to be very protective of what they have.
But I don't think anybody's trying to hijack what they have. I think if you join together and this is just like a common goal of making the sport fun and interesting and, you know, getting people like our last caller involved when he was never involved.